This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Urban Air Adventure Park in Snellville, Georgia. Now, sadly, the popular trampoline park closed its doors forever earlier this month. The owner apparently defaulted on the lease and had to shut it down. Anyway, former employees, they picked up their final paychecks a few weeks ago, and sadly, coincidentally, and ironically, the former employees of a trampoline park say that their final checks bounced.
Yeah, I read that today. Like, you got to be kidding.
Not even a joke. There's no other way to put it, but they're like, yeah, our checks.
It's fun to go on a birthday party. I've watched them before. There is somewhat of an element of danger.
Well, sure.
Those parks, man, you can launch yourself in those. I went to a birthday party in Columbia, kind of where near your mom lived at, and it looks fun, but two kids pulled out within probably a half an hour.
Really?
Just needed to sit on the side. Someone kicked them accidentally, or they got hit in the head by railing, or whatever the deal was. I was like, it looks like a good time. I did not get on there because they actually did have an adult time.
When do you get on, man?
So they kind of do it as a pool, like a birthday party's going on, but then you get like 10 minutes where the kids get off the mat, and the adults that want to give it a try go on there. I'm like, no. I know that this is how I injure myself, and I have to tell everybody.
That's why we have insurance.
That's right.
So we can get on a trampoline.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Jonah.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve and Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game was played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go Animalize This.
All right, we go to Tasmania, where a Tasmanian woman is accused of a sex act with a live animal. She appeared in court for the first time. 58-year-old Catherine June. She appeared at the Hobart Magistrates Court, where she asked for an adjournment without a plea. So she faces three charges under the Classifications Enforcement Act, including possession of a bestiality product. Let's see. Police allege the bestiality product was a video depicting sexual activity between her and the animal. She's also been charged with two counts of making or reproducing a bestiality product during the same period. Now, she was granted an adjournment until October. Good for her. The question is, what animal is she accused of having sex with and videotaping herself have sex with it? Was it a koala bear? Was it a kangaroo? Was it a trout? Or was it a dog? Koala bear, kangaroo, trout, or dog?
Did you say trout?
What are you?
Trout.
Like the fish.
He did say
trout. Or the baseball player, but yes.
Matt, I'm going to go kangaroo.
Kangaroo. All right, let's go kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
What was the last option?
A dog.
Dog.
A dingo.
Huh. I mean, a trout seems tough. No, I'll go koala bear.
Koala bear for two.
Koala.
Drop bear.
That's how you get chlamydia. Man.
Three charges of bestiality. Was it a koala bear, a kangaroo, a trout, or a dog? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this on Profile This. We go to Tasmania, where a Tasmania woman was charged with bestiality. Three different charges, as she videoed it all.
Yeah.
Question is, what was the animal involved in the bestiality? Was it a koala bear, a kangaroo, a trout, or a dog?
And Matt, that is a question that we pose to you. Let us start with Ted Smith. What, the old drop bear, the koala, the chlamydia spreader.
Chlamydia bear.
No, it was not chlamydia bear.
All right.
And Matt, you agree with Miles Montgomery that both of you went with the old kangaroo. Because let's face it, sexy animal. However, that's not the case. Believe it or not, she had sex with a trout. A brown trout, if you care.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't. Look, it is what it is. Is there a better answer, Mike?
No.
Right. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, a fish. It could have been a kangaroo. Does that make it better?
Mm-hmm. And she's a big Zeppelin fan.
Oh, there you go. I'm the original.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all of the time, it is time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Let's see. It was a good weekend, especially, I know myself, I was fired up Saturday morning. College game day was on. You have actual college football games that people were, you know, that matter.
Yep.
So you had Florida State and Georgia Tech over in Ireland. And also, one of the best games I've watched in a while.
What, field goal at the end, right? Georgia Tech wins?
Yeah, it was just a good game. I'd gotten up right at like 8:55 to see kind of the end of game day.
Yeah.
And then at halftime, ran over to the barber shop, got a little beard trim, and then I came back. I was like, I'll just chill on my couch, kind of watch the end of this game. And it was awesome.
One thing about college football is, you know, you get that ball, you get that key drive at the end of the game, and you get your ass down there, and you cannot depend on the kicker most of the time. So just to make that big of a kick in that kind of a situation, that was huge.
Yeah, and listen, I get it. A lot of people do not watch college football because they do make mistakes, right? There was like a fumble. I mean, Florida State came out and looked like they were just going to just dominate them. That didn't happen. But there's fumble, there's interception. So I get people's point of like, that's why I don't watch college ball. Like, for me, I'm like, that's why I watch college ball. It seems like there's always a chance for something. Obviously, you have much better teams than other. Oh, excuse me. But also, you know, with college football this year, you'll have 12 teams in the playoff.
Right, which is cool.
So Florida State, that's bad to lose. But, you know, I know Miles will test, like the old saying kind of in college football was always, if you're going to lose a game, lose it early.
Real early.
Right.
Real early.
Like voters would forget, like other teams get better, they get worse. Who knows? I mean, look, it's also just college football. So Georgia Tech might end up sucking, or Florida State might still be very, very good. Well, that'll yet to be seen. But, yeah, pretty cool. Fun to watch that. We also had some, the Seahawks had their final preseason game.
It looked good.
They did, especially in that first quarter when they had the starters. I kind of bounced around. I ended up watching a little football yesterday just because it was Sunday and it felt nice. As I say, the Mariners were doing some stuff. But speaking of baseball, also you had the Little League World Series, which came down to the last inning, and Florida pulled it out.
My wife
pulled it out.
Uh-oh. That's my bad.
Yeah, what? She'll be right there.
Will they bunt Alexander with the runner at second base, Norton? He gets it down. Oh, it's perfect. He's away. Right there, he's going to win the Little League World Series championship. Chinese Taipei in shock. It was fielded and thrown to first base. Nobody was there. And for the first time, Florida are Little League World Series champions. 2-1 is the final.
Yeah, that was in extra innings, I believe, too. Which also seems odd that Florida has never won the Little League World Series.
So was that a shot to the gap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just good for them.
Right.
Little League World Series is also, like I said, in between the 2 weeks, they've added in that Major League Baseball game so all the kids can hang out there with them. And then remember, they have like the American teams in one bracket, all the international teams, and then they get together to figure out who actually wins that thing.
And as far as being that age, you know, you're really not. You're maybe at the beginning of puberty. Most people aren't.
They're like 12. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no other sport where that age of a child is playing where it means so much to them. In so many different ways. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, yeah, you could have a good basketball team and all that. But
you're
it's
not nationally televised.
It's not Williamsport. Right. It's not on ESPN. So when you watch even when you watch earlier rounds, these kids are just devastated when they lose. I mean, you can see it because when you're 12 years old, like this is the biggest thing that you've ever done in your life. You've worked your ass off to get there and all those things. And you really do see the human emotion of how much that means to them. You know, either if they win or lose, it's just like they just lose their minds.
Yeah, like when I was 12, our CYO team won our league, but like, you know, we went to Hogs on the Hill and got barbecue.
Right.
We didn't know about it.
Nobody else knew about it unless you played for St. Joseph's Little League. So you're right, Miles. That is kind of different for those kids. And listen, there's big AAU tournaments for hoops, even some of the football stuff, but none of them get the same exposure and everything that Little League World Series does.
From around the world.
Yeah, and Williamsport. Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, like, obviously there's always the team from, what, Kirkland from out here in 93. But when I was a kid, Taiwan, you should just kick the crap out of the United States. It seemed like Taiwan won.
Did you ever go physically to a Little League World Series?
No. We've driven through Williamsport. And
if it ain't World Series time, it ain't nothing there.
What was your signal back to the hotel room? You know, you got one hotel, like an Ole Miss. Like, I wonder, are they equipped for that? I guess you could stay around the area.
Well, a lot of times, too, it's like I coached a Babe Ruth All-Star team. And those kids were 14. So, like, we advanced, like, won the state of Maryland, and then we were at a giant regional up in the upstate New York. But, like, we all, the coaches, stayed in one hotel, but the kids had host families.
Oh, okay.
So, like, families would take in, like, 3 or 4 kids from the same team.
That's pretty good. Seriously, man, like, this is not a part of the country that is awash in hotel rooms. That said, pretty much everyone on my wife's side of the family has been to the Little League World Series. Because they live in Philly, or they live about an hour and a half north where her parents are. So we stopped at my sister-in-law's house. We're coming back from Delaware. We're on the way to the Philly airport. We stopped at her place, and they're watching the Little League World Series. And it just shows all the kids sliding down the hill in the boxes.
Yeah.
So my son's like, man, that looks like it'd be so much fun. All of his cousins are like, oh, dude, we've done it like 5 times. We drive, because they live close enough, they drive home. But he's like, oh, yeah, as a kid, man, he's like, we didn't care about the game. We just got in the boxes and slid down.
Yeah, we never, I mean, I remember driving by it and being impressed as a kid. I think we might even stop to take a picture. But we never went to the games there. But also, me and my brother played so much baseball when we were kids.
Yeah.
There was only about a 2-week window in August where we could go on vacation without missing games or anything, you know? So that was always part of it. I mean, hell, look, my buddy Bernie, to this day, he still coaches baseball. All three of his sons play baseball. I can tell you right now, right, probably this week or last week was the only time he will take vacation, basically the entire year outside around Christmas.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have games, none of the kids have games or practices or anything. And that's just part of, like, growing up, I would say, like that, if you're in a baseball family. Obviously, we're getting towards the end of summer. I know kids will be back in school. I want to say some of them started this week. I think the bulk of them start next week.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
My nieces started today in Pittsburgh. Got a picture of them all dressed up for school. Like, oh, my God, they look like adults.
That's the main reason I know is because when I signed into Facebook this morning, I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of kids going back to school already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They also get out earlier on the East Coast just because the summer starts quicker. So
my kids are not excited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your kids are kind of old enough, too, now, where they kind of get it.
Yeah, little kids, so they're real excited to go back. Wouldn't you actually kind of have, like, a grade attached to it? It's like, yeah.
It's a little early for my taste, but I know people love Halloween. So, let's say you're getting into it, you know, September's around the corner, you want to watch some spooky movies, you go, all right, Ted, how about a list of spooky movies? I'll do you one better. How about some spooky movies that are family-friendly?
Yeah!
All right, see how many of these I've seen.
All right. Most of the classics I think we've all seen. 15th on the list, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Seen it.
True horror movie, yeah.
Coco.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I don't think I've seen Coco.
That's a good movie.
Right, it's not bad. It's just when it came out, my kids were still young enough that I had to see it more than once.
What's the premise?
I don't remember. Is that the one where he finds his dead grandfather?
For the most part, yeah. So
bad synopsis.
I believe it's one of the rare Pixar movies with singing in it, but it is musical-based. And it is, yeah, it's a kid who basically goes into the purgatory, if you will.
Kind of the afterlife without necessarily dying.
Right. It's a Dia de los Muertos themed deal where you know, legacies are very much a thing and you want to be remembered. And there's somebody who's in danger of basically being forgotten. So there's a long
when you're
line
forgotten,
there,
you cease to exist. Because when he goes to the afterlife, they're still partying there.
Right.
It's not like some awful, morose place, but they're only around as long as their family remembers.
And he gets there by accident because he grabbed a guitar that wasn't his. It kind of pulled him over to the other side. Now it's just trying to get him back.
So, right.
It's a cute movie, though. It's a good movie.
Next on the list, Hubie Halloween.
Hubie?
Yeah.
I don't know that
Hubie
one.
Hubie Halloween.
Either do I. Feels like an Adam Sandler thing. Okay. Just because the alliteration in the name. Hubie.
It is. It is an Adam Sandler movie. Good.
All right. Maybe I just knew that in my head.
That's wild.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously none of us have seen it. Not Miles, you haven't seen Hubie Halloween?
I have not.
Let's see here. It's October 31st in Salem, Massachusetts, in a town's eccentric, devoted community volunteer and the good-natured object of his fellow citizens' denizens and meanest pranks find himself in the midst of a real investigation for a real murder.
Okay. There's some of the best family-friendly, spooky movies. Get you in the Halloween spirit. Let's see what else is on there. Goosebumps from 2015.
I literally just wrote down Goosebumps. I've seen that movie a couple thousand times. My kids love the first one. The second one wasn't so great, but they love the first one.
Second one sucked.
And Jack
Black. Watching that crap, Dad.
Should have left the first one alone.
Because I love Jack Black now as a direct result of him being in Goosebumps.
Do they like School of Rock?
They haven't seen that one, but they're excited about what the hell. We were watching Jumanji, the remake
one. There you go. Yep.
And he plays a woman, kind of.
All right.
Either way, my kids, as soon as I see Jack Black.
Super
like,
Mario, he plays Bowser.
Monster House, 2006.
Monster House.
I remember when that one came out. I still didn't watch it. I was starting to age out of the quote-unquote kid movies at that point. So I didn't see that one.
I got to Google this one.
Corpse Bride, 2005.
Same scenario. That's a Tim Burton movie.
Yep. All right. I have seen Monster House, yes.
It's got your Tim Burton guy, too. It's got Johnny Depp. It's got Helena Bonham Carter.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't do a movie without those two in it.
No.
Monsters, Inc. from 2001.
Yeah, of course.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I was going to say, Monsters, Inc. is one of those ones that's just good enough that, like, I think everybody can watch it.
And I've seen it so many times.
It's a long movie.
Still doesn't get old.
Yeah.
It's great.
Let's see. The Nightmare Before Christmas in 1993. That's a pretty classic one. Again, Tim Burton.
That might be your quintessential Halloween movie. I feel like if you like Halloween movies, you like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like family friendly. I would still think like Halloween would be like probably the top Halloween movie.
Also family friendly if your family's weird.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween's another one of those movies. If you go back, like, I don't like scary movies. I do enjoy Halloween, and I will watch part of it around Halloween. But again, it is pretty damn slow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of that. It's just the music and the setups that kind of go, ooh, it's spooky.
That's the fun of a lot of those horror movies. It's just kind of the slow burn. The build up, sucked into it. Yeah.
What you don't see.
Coraline.
Coraline.
That one freaked out a lot of people.
Of course, my daughter loves it.
That is her speed.
That's when the animation is a little Tim Burton-ish.
Yes. It is.
As far as the simplicity
that,
of
that
the,
claymation style, it might even be Tim Burton.
These are some family-friendly spooky movies. Ghostbusters, the original from 84.
Still holds up.
Ghostbusters is enough. I will say, I thought Ghostbusters 2 was spookier with Zeus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that one kind of scared me.
Oh, Zool?
Zool, yeah. Hotel Transylvania, 2012.
That's a cute movie.
Yeah, I just haven't seen that one. I've seen the second one. I'm completely lost.
It's fine. Again, it's just one of those movies I saw a lot, but I did appreciate one good line. There's a human kid who cannot believe that the guy he's talking to, Adam Sandler's character, is a vampire. So he hits him with all these words like, does sunlight kill you? He's like, yes. He's like, how about a stake through the heart? Vampire's like, who does that not kill? I'm like, you know, he's like, yeah, that's not just vampires, dude. He's like, it's a wood stake to your heart. Like, who does that not kill?
It's an easy way to burn through an hour and a half.
It is. Pretty good movie.
I mean, look, I've seen the second one. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I just was a little lost because I didn't understand what the kids are doing with the vampires. Then I was like, oh.
It's his in-laws, man.
Right. Right.
Come on, dummy.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. I'm the dumbass. Halloween Town from 1998.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween Town.
I remember that one.
That was a Disney Channel movie, and it got really popular really quick. They made a second one, which was still, it was okay. I still don't think it held up to the first one, but that one was a staple each and every year. They played it, you know, 5-6 times on Disney Channel when I was a kid, and we watched it every time.
All right, some family-friendly Halloween movies. The Addams Family from 1991. There's also the 2019 animated version.
I don't particularly enjoy those, but they're fine. It's just not for me.
Second on the list, I'm kind of surprised they say this is family-friendly. Beetlejuice.
We watched it with the kids, and it's...
All right. I mean, I guess it came out in 88. So, I mean, I went to theater to see it, so I could only been 9 or 10.
I say the movie's like an hour and a half, 45 minutes, but he's only got 17
minutes. 17 minutes.
Right.
It doesn't really show up until the end.
Exactly.
And he did such a great performance that they actually changed the name of the movie. It was not supposed to be Beetlejuice, but then he stole the show, so he changed the name of the movie.
And then number one on the list from 93, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
That's the three witches?
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorites as far as like when I was growing up as a kid. I loved that movie.
I think I've never seen the whole movie. I've seen probably about half. My daughter was younger. She's watching it with her mom. I just wanted to cut through the living room, and my daughter's like, watch it with us. And it's one of those things like, sure. And it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. I haven't watched it again.
Who doesn't want to watch Bette Midler?
Yeah, I don't know why she bugs me. I do not know why that woman bugs me.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
She doesn't bug me. I don't know what it is about Bette Midler. She seems like a decent human being. Right? Most of what she does is not for me. For some reason, when I see her, I'm just like, Bette.
I think Bette Midler is one of those people that, like, her fans make her seem more annoying than she is.
You know what? You might be right. You might be right.
That's fair.
Yeah, and she was kind of like, I don't know, you know, she is super famous for movies and
music.
As I say, in Broadway and stuff, but she like kind of gave off the air of like one of the first divas, if you will.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
And then I think she's such a gay icon that it was like, I don't know, it's like you could never say anything bad about Bette Midler if you were like talking to
your
gay buddies.
I don't like Wind Beneath My Wings.
Well, that's the other issue is that I had to listen to that goddamn song so much because of my mom. It just makes you hate it for the past.
That's a lot of reasons to play your ass.
Like, you're right. Now that I think about it, I don't have a real reason to dislike Bette Midler.
I've never read a bad thing about her, but I hate her guts, and it's unfair. But my first on-air radio gig, Wind Beneath My Wings, was massive. And on a 6-hour overnight shift, I swear to God, I played it 8 times.
Oh, God.
Like more than once an hour.
I don't care what the song is. You're tired of it by then.
And I was tired of it the first time I heard it. Yeah.
It's very hard.
It's not her fault, but God damn, I do not like her.
There's a couple songs we play that we got to listen to every day that I can still deal with. But you're right. Bette Midler, that's awful. It's putting my head in a vice, dude.
All right.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Teacher quits her job and becomes a Hooters girl. Yeah. Then makes $1,000 in just 2 days. Meanwhile, a Florida man is arrested again. And the number of times will truly amaze. Homeowners are upset their house won't be pelted by balls. A 5-year-old gets behind the wheel of Lamborghini, and then he hauls. And a Navy sergeant asks a private son, is that your penis? It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to New York, where a young woman made a career change. She was a teacher in the state, living as a single mom, paycheck to paycheck, and over-encumbered by a massive amount of stress. Knowing that at age 32, there had to be something better out there for her, so she attempted to re-educate herself and become a software engineer, spending 6 months learning and applying to different jobs, but landing none. That's when she talked with her sister about working for Hooters. She went in and applied and was hired on the spot, telling reporters that she was making $1,000 twice a month working as a teacher, and now makes $1,000 in just 2 days working at Hooters.
Damn.
She said it was never in her plans. She does hope to pursue entrepreneurship in the future, but says that she enjoys working for the restaurant.
Hey, man, if you like your job and you're making more money, good on you.
At the end of the day, isn't that what's important?
Yes.
You know, obviously plan for the future, be ready for the future, you know, look ahead and see what's coming at you, and then know how to act accordingly. However, enjoying the moment is just as important.
Yes, it is.
So, good for her. If she's making her money, go get that bag. In other news, we go to Florida, where local authorities have captured a repeat offender. Their man had been running an elaborate scheme in which he would go to one of the many Lowe's locations, switching barcodes on certain products, and use the self-checkout to leave the store with essentially stolen goods, eventually selling them on the secondary market for profit. By the time store employees and authorities caught up to him, he had managed to defraud the store out of around $4,500 over 10 separate incidents. He was arrested, but it was far from the first time, as since 1985, the man has been in prison 11 times, and this arrest marks the 75th time that he's been to jail.
Wow. 75 times. Come on.
At that point, what are we doing?
You're not listening.
Right.
You're not listening.
The rehabilitation system is not rehabilitating you. You obviously do not feel any kind of remorse for what you've done, as you're just going to keep on doing it. And I would think that our reaction would be to up the consequences of his actions until eventually when we realize that the consequences ain't working.
Yeah, I think when you've been arrested 75 times, like, nothing we say means anything to you.
Right.
You've chosen not to coexist with other people the way we ask.
Right. And it's a simple ask. Don't do what you're doing.
Right. Any one of the 75 different things.
For real. Bad news for our Navy sailors. Due to supply chain issues, the branch has run out of the pants that are used for the Navy working uniform.
That's good news, baby.
This is the uniform that is worn by the Navy off base and can be worn on the job or out in public.
You can sail the seven seas.
Their stock of pants has reached a critical low of 13% that they say are being saved for new recruits. But the issues are mounting because these uniforms are more susceptible to wear and need to be replaced more frequently. This, of course, has led to memery on the internet, with many users comparing them to Donald Duck in his own sailor suit.
Well, sure.
Sans pants.
That's kind of funny.
Right? It's not bad.
Yeah, we're used to that look. Don't worry about it.
Also, it's just not great because it's the Navy.
Right.
I feel like people are going to have jokes.
Of course they're going to have jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad, man. That just sucks. Not to mention, it's kind of your universal wear. From what I'm reading here, you know, that I can wear on the base, off the base, working or not. And now I don't have any more pants.
Because it seems like and I know this is supply chain demands or whatever, but like, it just seems like to get pants for the military, somebody's going to step up.
Right.
I would think. I'm sure it's some fat, ridiculous contract.
Well, and who's the supplier that all of a sudden can't figure out making these pants?
Yeah, I mean, like, Levi's doesn't have a shortage. Maybe work with them, man.
Exactly.
I don't
know. I got to assume that working with the military and providing for the military, that's got to be a good chunk of change for whatever company.
Yeah, so I mean, you got to get overpaid. You always want that contract.
Right.
You get a government contract.
It's a good, steady paycheck, man.
But you got to get them pants.
Right.
Pants are massive.
They need the pants.
Very important.
They need the drawers. Over to the UK, where a couple homeowners are a little more than upset about an addition to their property. They had a house built in close proximity to a golf course and were informed that there'd be a structure built meant to protect the property from errant golf balls. After the structure was made, they were livid about the sheer size of the net and its less than attractive look. They've lodged a complaint with the...
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Teacher quits her job and becomes a Hooters girl. Yeah. Then makes a grand in just 2 days. Meanwhile, a Florida man is arrested again, and the number of times will truly amaze. Homeowners are upset their house won't be pelted by balls. A five-year-old gets behind the wheel of Lamborghini, and then he hauls. And a Navy sergeant asks a private son, is that your penis? It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to New York, where a young woman made a career change. She was a teacher in the state, living as a single mom, paycheck to paycheck, and over-encumbered by a massive amount of stress. Knowing that at age 32, there had to be something better out there for her, so she attempted to re-educate herself and become a software engineer, spending 6 months learning and applying to different jobs, but landing none. That's when she talked with her sister about working for Hooters. She went in and applied and was hired on the spot, telling reporters that she was making $1,000 twice a month working as a teacher, and now makes $1,000 in just 2 days working at Hooters.
Damn.
She said it was never in her plans. She does hope to pursue entrepreneurship in the future, but says that she enjoys working for the restaurant.
Hey, man, if you like your job and you're making more money, good on you.
At the end of the day, isn't that what's important?
Yes.
You know, obviously plan for the future, be ready for the future, you know, look ahead and see what's coming at you, and then know how to act accordingly. However, enjoying the moment is just as important.
Yes, it is.
So, oh, good for her. If she's making her money, go get that bag. In other news, we go to Florida, where local authorities have captured a repeat offender. Their man had been running an elaborate scheme in which he would go to one of the many Lowe's locations, switching barcodes on certain products, and use the self-checkout to leave the store with essentially stolen goods, eventually selling them on the secondary market for profit. By the time store employees and authorities caught up to him, he had managed to defraud the store out of around $4,500 over 10 separate incidents. He was arrested, but it was far from the first time, as since 1985, the man has been in prison 11 times, and this arrest marks the 75th time that he's been to jail.
Wow.
75 times. Come on.
At that point, what are we doing?
You're not listening.
Right.
You're not listening.
The rehabilitation system is not rehabilitating you. You obviously do not feel any kind of remorse for what you've done, as you're just going to keep on doing it. And I would think that our reaction would be to up the consequences of his actions until eventually when we realize that the consequences ain't working.
Yeah, I think when you've been arrested 75 times, like, nothing we say means anything to you.
Right.
You've chosen not to coexist with other people the way we act.
Right. And it's a simple ask. Don't do what you're doing.
Right. Any one of the 75 different things.
For real. Bad news for our Navy sailors. Due to supply chain issues, the branch has run out of the pants that are used for the Navy working uniform.
That's good news, baby.
This is the uniform that is worn by the Navy off base and can be worn on the job or out in public.
You can sail the seven seas.
Their stock of pants has reached a critical low of 13% that they say are being saved for new recruits. But the issues are mounting because these uniforms are more susceptible to wear and need to be replaced more frequently. This, of course, has led to memery on the internet, with many users comparing them to Donald Duck in his own sailor suit.
Well, sure.
Sam's pants.
That's kind of funny.
Right? It's not bad.
Yeah, we're used to that look. Don't worry about it.
Also, it's just not great because it's the Navy.
Right.
I feel like people are going to have jokes.
Of course they're going to have jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad, man. That just sucks. Not to mention, it's kind of your universal wear. From what I'm reading here, you know, that I can wear on the base, off the base, working or not. And now I don't have any more pants.
Because it seems like and I know this is supply chain demands or whatever, but like, it just seems like you get pants for the military, somebody's going to step up.
Right.
I would think. I'm sure it's some fat, ridiculous contract.
Well, and who's the supplier that all of a sudden can't figure out making these pants?
Yeah, I mean, like, Levi's doesn't have a shortage. Maybe work with them, man.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I got to assume that working with the military and providing for the military, that's got to be a good chunk of change for whatever company.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You got to get overpaid. You always want that contract.
Right.
You can get a government contract.
It's a good, steady paycheck, man.
But you got to get them pants.
Right.
Pants are massive.
They need the pants.
Very important.
They need the drawers. Over to the UK, where a couple homeowners are a little more than upset about an addition to their property. They had a house built in close proximity to a golf course and were informed that there'd be a structure built meant to protect the property from errant golf balls. After the structure was made, they were livid about the sheer size of the net and its less than attractive look. They've lodged a complaint with the powers that be, who gave them $700 in compensation for their property value drop, but they don't feel as though that's enough.
Do you want them to move the net?
Right. That's kind of where I was. You built a place next to a golf course. What? They're doing you kind of a service by putting up this net so that it doesn't destroy your home, because not everybody's a great golfer.
Right.
I understand it's an eyesore. You're next to a golf course.
Right. Yeah, it ruined our views. What view do you think's going to...
Exactly.
That's the view you're going to get.
And it's a net.
Right.
You can see through it.
It's ruining our property value. Guess what? The next guy that's buying a place next to a golf course, probably okay with a net in between you and the balls.
And they paid to put it up.
They did.
Typically, that's the homeowner's responsibility.
Right. Right. And so, you got a bonus $700 out of it.
Yes.
And you chose to live next to a golf course.
Right.
It all circles back to that.
Pretty easy
shut up.
I know, you'll see photo or videos of people being real pissy. And it's like, dude, you chose to live next to a golf course.
Right.
Did you think everybody, like, no, but everybody doesn't start out good with a handicap.
Right.
Have you seen the guy that owns the course, the house on the course? And when someone hits a ball in his yard out back, he goes and lays down and act like he's knocked out, puts the ball right beside his head.
Spills a drink right next to him.
Someone like kind of walks up real slow. Some people peep in.
I do love that one.
Some people just take off.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully there's good news.
We go to the lovely world of the internet, where a young man by the name of Zane is living his dream. He was making headlines a couple years ago for a video of his making the rounds as he did some donuts in a Ferrari at a young age. But he's back once again with a whole new video. The video shows the young man getting into a modified Lamborghini and taking it to speeds of 194 miles an hour.
That is insane.
Before celebrating by burning out the tires and doing a few more donuts, all at the young age of 5 years old.
I would be terrified for my child.
Five.
He's got talent.
He did require a booster seat and extensions for the pedals, but the rest was all him, and you're right. He absolutely has talent. He is burning that thing out and doing donuts in those cars like I could not, and I wouldn't trust myself to do.
I wouldn't do it with my kid.
No. Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm like, well, they're rich. I'm like, I understand that, but I'm still not going to retrofit
my
Ferrari.
His top speed. Right. No way he's hit 200, right?
Right.
I mean, he had to work his way to that level of car.
Like, I'm,
people who own those cars and go 25 miles an hour, spin them out in the street and hit a telephone pole.
Like, thinking about it now, my nephew is the age that he was when he was doing donuts in a Ferrari.
Right.
Now, I believe my nephew could do that because he doesn't know any better and he's just flooring it in the doggone car.
Right.
This kid knows what he's doing.
That is nuts.
He drives like it was, like he's the reincarnation of somebody, some great racer who's died or something like that, man. This kid knows what he's doing.
Which is terrifying.
It is. He's going to be a great racer one day, though.
I hope so.
Men's Room Sports. Over the weekend, the Seattle Mariners hosted the San Francisco Giants, and all eyes were on new manager, former Mariners catcher Dan the Man Wilson. In his opening series as manager, he was able to lead the boys to a series win 2-1. And now we set our sights on Tampa Bay as the Rays come to town for a three-game series to end the homestand. First game is tonight at 6:40 over on Root. Bryce Miller getting the start on the mound. Good work, boys. If you were with us at Mike's Chili Parlor, you might have seen the end of the Seattle Sounders game where they managed to defeat Minnesota in a 3-2 score. Their next game will be the U.S. Open Cup semifinals on Wednesday against LAFC. And then finally, your Seattle Seahawks finished up preseason in style against the Cleveland Browns, showing real promise with their new coaching staff led by Mike McDonald. They've got the week off to establish the roster before their week one matchup against the Denver Broncos. As far as your weather, we got some clouds blowing in tonight with some light showers through the night, bringing temperatures down to about 57. That'll pave the way for tomorrow, where we can expect cloudy skies early on and temperatures reading a high of 76. Going to be a nice day. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Hey, sir, we appreciate it. With Metallica coming to town for two shows, we get into the concert world tomorrow with Sit and Spin.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.